President Bush and Senator John Kerry are disagreeing again over the nation's economy. Yesterday, the president talked about the impact of his tax cuts, while Senator Kerry cited the new report of rising poverty. The Census Bureau has released its annual report on poverty, income, and health insurance. For the third year in a row, more Americans are living below the poverty line, and more are going without health insurance. The president's supporters say the Census Bureau results don't take into account more recent economic gains, such as the addition of more than a million jobs. Health care and jobs are key issues in this campaign. John Kerry said the Census Bureau numbers simply backed his assertion that the president's economic policies had failed poor and middle-class Americans. NPR's Kathleen Schalk details the findings of the annual report.
Median household income didn't fall between 2002 and 2003. It stayed at around $43,300. But the poor got poorer. The poverty threshold for a family of four is $18,800. 12.5% of the population fell below that line. The ranks of the very poor, with incomes below half the poverty level, swelled by 1.2 million, and the share of national income going to the bottom fifth of households dropped. More than one out of every three poor people was a child, and the child poverty rate rose sharply while the rate among adults was unchanged. The number of people with health insurance actually went up in 2003, but the percentage of the population with insurance fell, according to Daniel Weinberg, chief of housing and household economic statistics at the Census Bureau.
The net result was that 15.6% of the population, or 45 million people, were without health insurance coverage in 2003. Up from 15.2% in 2002. The decline in coverage rates is mostly explained by the decline in coverage from employment-based plans, partially offset by increases in government coverage.
That coverage includes Medicaid, Medicare, and state insurance programs for children. Marilyn Moon, director of the health program at the private American Institutes for Research, says the cost of insurance is a big problem. She says not long ago, employees often paid as little as $30 per month to cover themselves and their families. Now, she says, it can cost 10 times that much.
The issue of affordability is pretty clear when you look at young working families, often who are well above the poverty level. They may be at 150% of poverty, around $25,000 a year of income. But if they're faced with having to pay $7,000 or $8,000 a year for insurance in the private market, or even if they have to pay a substantial amount because their employer doesn't subsidize it very much, they may not be able to afford insurance.
Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry pointed to the new figures at a town meeting in Minnesota.
You have 1.4 million Americans in the last year who've lost their health insurance. And that brings the grand total to 5 million Americans over 5 years who've lost their health insurance. And we now have about 45 million Americans who go to bed every night worried, wake up in the morning, don't know what choices they're going to make.
However, according to the Census Bureau, the percentage of people without insurance actually peaked in 1998 during the Clinton administration. It fell through 2000, and then as the recession hit, it began to climb again. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist issued a statement blaming spiraling health care costs for the growing number of uninsured. He says Senator Kerry's plan to extend health insurance to more Americans wouldn't control spending and would shift too big a burden onto taxpayers. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.